I do work with invisible matter, let's say, because it's sound. And so I was thinking in which way I can give like another presence to the sound, but also talking about in a specific context. At the beginning, my idea was just to make a circle out of speakers, the speakers they use in Senegal normally, which are these conic speakers. But then I remember at some point thinking about, yeah, it would be nice if I actually can get some speakers that already have a trace and a memory within themselves, and that they can speak by themselves, actually, just by looking at them. So I was lucky to find this person that was, he was organizing the Hasidas, which are these religious gatherings where they read the poems of Serin Touba during the night. And he had these speakers for years, and for me they were like perfect because that's the vibe I wanted to bring to the room. And to kind of like see that player of sound as an archive itself. So yeah, this is why I was using these specific speakers that you can easily see that have been for years giving service to these communities and that are coming also from a specific place, which is Mbake, which is close to Touba, which is a sacred city in Senegal. So yeah, for me, the context was very important. I recorded the sound in Touba. It was this sikar that was happening in front of the mausoleum of Sheikh Ibrahim Afal. So every Saturday they just gather there and they do the sikar for like around 2 hours. So I was there. I couldn't be really close, and I didn't want it also because I didn't want it to be invasive. But I was kind of like close to the place where this was happening, and then I was recording the sikar for like 1 hour. And then, so what I did here was I used 7 speakers because also 7 is a God's number, so it was also like a symbolic number to choose. So it's like a multi-channel sound piece, which means that it's not that all the speakers are playing the same sound all the time, but the sound is split in between them to kind of simulate this dynamic within the sikar, which is like, is like not all the time they are, it's not all of them singing all the time, but then there is like a specific dynamic of like one is like kind of like saying something and then the others are like replaying to them. And so I was simulating this within the circle. This is why sometimes you hear sound coming from a space and then another sound coming from another speaker. So this was a little bit the thing I wanted to bring, no? This kind of like 360 sound experience where you could like feel like you are within the sikar, which is something very difficult, as you know, to get within those circles. So to bring that possibility, I guess. Yeah, I co-found a collective like 8 years ago, and we are all based in Barcelona. We are 6 members, and we come from different parts of Africa and the Caribbean. And I think that this is something that is very present in my practice, but also in my life. And I think that for me, the nice thing about this work we did together is the fact that we were living in the same house. And this is something that seems like, like not too important, but for me to have a life with the people I am collaborating with is fundamental, because it's about to blur the lines in between the practice and the life, I guess. So with my collective, we are lucky enough to have a space, and in that space we work, but we also cook and we eat together, we just coexist. So that makes everything more like familiar and more like I don't think we would have last 8 years if it wasn't because we are really sharing a life together and that we are a family. So yeah, it was feeling good to kind of like, you know, wake up in the same house and see the curators and the other Aries, and that was helping to then go to Mares and have this warm feeling in between us, I guess. And yeah, for me, like, collectivity, community is super important in general. I don't see myself thinking about my solo practice, or it's always in conversation with other people as life is. So yeah, I guess that it was feeling very natural to me to be part of this specific curation.